Have you ever poured your heart into something only for it to still feel like something was missing? This morning, let's talk about a simple dinner recipe that became a beautiful reminder of what Jesus meant when he called us the salt of the earth. Okay, so I came across a new recipe and decided to make it last night. It was chicken and rice, but it wasn't just your run-of-the-mill casserole dish. This one called for carrots and cheese added into it, and it looked really good on the Pinterest recipe. I mean, what does it? But as I added in the ingredients, I was carefully measuring everything, and then I read salt to taste. Well, see, that kind of seems more like a suggestion to me. So since we already had a can of cream of chicken soup in there, which is high in sodium, and cheese was added in, which again is high in sodium, I thought it'd be fine just to leave it out. So I pulled it out of the oven, I spooned the mixture onto our plates, and it really looked delicious. I gave it a slight little blow to kind of cool it off a little bit before taking my first bite. But when I bit in, do you know what it needed? Salt. I thought it would have really had lots of flavor, but it was so bland. It was definitely not a dish we'll be making again, I mean, without the salt. So we grabbed a little pepper to add. We even got some Mrs. Dash. But listen, nothing can replace the flavor of salt. It adds so much to food. In fact, it's also a pretty good preservative. Food that would go bad within days to weeks with the help of salt can be saved. Have you ever been compared to a chicken and rice dish? Well, I guess there's a first time for everything, right? Hey, let's open up our Bibles this morning to Matthew chapter 5, and let's take a look at the scripture in verse 13. It says, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men." Believers in Jesus Christ, we are the salt of the earth. If a seasoning has no flavor, it has no value. We are to be His witness. Our words, our actions to this world should reflect who Jesus truly is. And God even chooses to use us to share His truth about the gift of salvation to the lost so that they may be saved. Psalm 34:8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him." So, are you salty? I mean, not like we use the word today, but I mean, are your words and your actions seasoned with Christ's joy and His truth that you bring flavor to those around you? I mean, who wants to eat a bland casserole? Not me. Hey, let's talk more about how we can be the salt of the earth and share Christ with those around us. Do you have just a few more minutes? I'm going to send you some questions that will kind of allow us to dig a little bit deeper. And if you haven't registered yet, this is a super easy way to do it. All you have to do is text the number that's on your screen, or you can scan the QR code that's on there. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning for Awake My Soul. I hope you enjoy your day.